Cerebral palsy is a disorder of the brain that affects movement, balance, and posture. Patients may also suffer from the mental deficit, seizures, vision, hearing, and speech problems. Many have significant spine disorders, scoliosis, kyphosis, or lordosis. Without timely and comprehensive treatment, the situation may worsen. It is important to begin therapy as early as possible. This will improve and prolong the life of children with cerebral palsy. Currently, there are many modern techniques to combat the disease. They make it possible to effectively control cerebral palsy. Stem cell therapy may be such a method. Read more about this treatment for cerebral palsy in our article. Is it possible to cure cerebral palsy? Cerebral palsy is among the most common causes of motor disabilities in childhood. It is a chronic neurological pathology that does not worsen over time but can change its symptoms. It appears in infancy or early childhood. Mild forms of the disease allow the patient to move around independently and take care of himself, herself, while severe forms confine the person to a wheelchair. In the latter case, lifelong care is required. However, even in the most difficult situations, it is possible to alleviate symptoms and control the disease. Yes, it is impossible to completely cure cerebral palsy, but you can compensate for the disease, sometimes, even to a large extent. To do this, comprehensive treatment and rehabilitation are used. This includes medications, surgical techniques, and physical rehabilitation. One innovative option to counteract cerebral palsy is stem cell therapy. It has shown promising results in clinical trials in patients with cerebral palsy. Bone marrow mononuclear cells, mesenchymal stem cells from the umbilical cord, cord blood, or adipose tissue, and neural progenitor cells from the central nervous system have been used for treatment. Stem cells repair damaged parts of the brain, nerve fibers, and muscles. Learn more about the possibilities of treating infantile cerebral palsy with cell therapy abroad from the coordinating physicians of the international platform MediGlobus. Keep abreast of medical innovations with us. Results of cerebral palsy treatment with stem cells. The results of many clinical trials have shown that stem cell therapy for cerebral palsy is safe and effective. It has demonstrated a significant improvement in the condition of patients. The General Motor Function Scale, which ranges from 1 to 5 levels, was used to monitor outcomes. According to this grading, patients with levels 1 and 2 are almost fully self-sufficient in movement, children with level 3 can move with the help of assistive devices, and those with levels 4 and 5 are significantly limited and require constant care. Using bone marrow mononuclear cells, 11 of 15 patients with cerebral palsy aged 1.5 to 17 years showed a 73% improvement. This corresponds to an improvement of 1 to 3 levels on the general motor function scale. The average improvement was 1.3 points. No patients showed regression. The first and most pronounced indicator of improvement in the condition of the patients was a decrease in spasticity. In another group of children, there was an improvement in motor skills, bowel and bladder control. Assessment of cognitive functions, memory, understanding of simple and complex verbal sentences, revealed positive changes in 6 of 15 patients, 40%. When analyzing clinical trials of umbilical cord stem cells, it was found that indicators of improvement of general motor functions also increased. The effect of the therapy was maintained even after 3, 6 and 12 months after treatment. Low doses of stem cells administered to the spinal cord were used for the treatment. How is cerebral palsy treated with stem cells? For cell therapy of infantile cerebral palsy, donor material or the patient's cells are used. The method of administration can be different, intravenous, intraarterial or intrathecal. The latter option is used more frequently. It involves a single injection of the drug into the spinal canal at the level of L4-L5 vertebrae. The procedure lasts about 30 minutes. It usually requires sedation or local anesthesia. The number of cells injected is calculated according to the weight and age of the patient. Usually, about 2 milliliters of cells per kilogram of body weight plus, minus 10% are used. Before the drug is injected, the patient undergoes a lumbar puncture to remove a certain volume of cerebrospinal fluid and replace it with stem cells. In some cases, stem cell therapy for cerebral palsy is performed in 3 sessions at 6-7 week intervals or over 3 consecutive days. The treatment of children with cerebral palsy is closely connected with rehabilitation. This is a comprehensive approach that allows, with the help of medication therapy, physiotherapy and other methods, to restore motor functions, speech and other indicators of normal child development to the maximum, for each specific case. Side effects of cell therapy for cerebral palsy. No serious adverse events have been reported in patients after treatment. Reported adverse events were limited to mild headaches, transient fever, nausea, or vomiting. All adverse effects disappeared on their own within a few days. No reports of seizures, meningitis, severe injection site pain or other complications were identified. Rehabilitation of children with cerebral palsy. Modern rehabilitation methods for children with cerebral palsy include many procedures that are designed to make life easier for the child and provide them with maximum independence from others. This means not only the ability to move around and take care of themselves but also communication with other people. In parallel with the use of cell therapy, other rehabilitation techniques for children with cerebral palsy must be used. This may include the following procedures. Physical therapy. Reflex massage. Vibration therapy. Occupational therapy. Classes with a speech therapist. Recreational therapy. Where can I get treatment for cerebral palsy using new methods abroad? Abroad, children with cerebral palsy can be treated in specialized rehabilitation centers, as well as general clinics. They have everything you need for safe and high-quality therapy. Positive feedback on the treatment of cerebral palsy with stem cells can often be found in Turkish medical institutions. One such hospital is Stembio. It is a specialized center that provides cell therapy services. The clinic can be rightfully considered a biotechnological center of the new generation. Here, human cells and tissues are harvested, processed, and prepared for therapy. Stembio uses special systems for the cryopreservation of stem cells, allowing the material to be safely stored and ready for use. All the products produced are fully tested for compliance with quality control specifications. To receive cerebral palsy treatment abroad, click on the button below and fill out the feedback form on our website. We will help you with organizing therapy abroad in the shortest possible time.